This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Yesterday, China announced yet another set of tariffs targeting U.S. goods. This is just the latest move in the worsening trade war sparked by the United States' decision to set tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum.
Last week, the Chinese government announced tariffs on more than 100 other U.S. products, including a 15% tariff on cranberries. That move could have a tremendous impact on the economy here, as it's estimated that Wisconsin produces more than half the world's supply of cranberries. And foreign markets have accounted for much of the industry's growth over the last decade.
Tom Lochner is the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. He sat down to speak with me by phone. Tom, thank you so much for joining me here on Lake Effect.
My pleasure.
So just to start here, how big is the cranberry industry in Wisconsin?
Well, cranberries are Wisconsin's largest fruit crop, and Wisconsin leads the nation in cranberry production. We produce between 60 and 65% of the U.S. crop here in Wisconsin. That amounts to probably 550 to 600 million pounds of fruit every year. We have an economic impact on the state's economy of almost $1 billion and provide jobs for about 3,400 Wisconsin residents. So it's a significant part of Wisconsin's diverse agriculture.
How important are exports to Wisconsin cranberry growers?
Well, exports and international markets are important to the Wisconsin growers and to the industry overall in North America. We probably export right now between 35 and 40% of the U.S. crop. And that's up from 5 to 10% just 15 or 20 years ago. So that's been a strong area of growth for sales for growers here in Wisconsin and growers nationally.
Yeah. So, of course, China announced these tariffs, 15% on both fresh and dried cranberries. How big is that market for cranberry growers?
Well, China is an important new market for us. We've just engaged China in trade and launched our program there. We have a small footprint that we're hoping to expand. The Federal Marketing Committee, which oversees our international efforts, identified China and India as the two new markets that they target markets that they were going to move into over the course of this year and the upcoming years. So China is an important market to us. We're looking to grow it, and we see it as an opportunity for growth. So anytime we get caught in some type of a trade dispute, that could negatively impact our course. So we're concerned about that, and we're looking and hoping that a resolution will come before the things get too far down the road here so that we can open that market in China for not only Wisconsin cranberries, but American cranberries in general.
Yeah, the EU is also considering tariffs on a number of U.S. goods, but they've specifically marked cranberries as a target. Does that concern you?
Well, the EU is our largest export market, and fortunately, there's been a suspension in the tariffs that the U.S. proposed to put on European steel and aluminum as well. And in response, the EU has withdrawn their proposal for retaliatory tariffs. So we've got some breathing room on that issue, and we hope to continue to have discussions with the EU to recognize that cranberries are a product that's not grown in Europe, so it's not a domestic product for them. And the real benefit of having cranberries available in the EU is the consumers of cranberries in the European Union tariff, which has caused the costs for those products and to the consumers in the EU to go up. And we don't see where that would benefit the EU or its the people there that enjoy cranberries.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, of course, they don't grow cranberries in the EU. But another thing that's been kind of on the table is renegotiating NAFTA. How big a market is Canada? How big a market is Mexico? And what would renegotiating NAFTA mean for cranberry growers in Wisconsin?
Well, there's a common theme to all of this, and
yeah.
that's free trade. And we believe in in our industry, it's always promoted free trade between countries for a variety of reasons. But primarily, it's just that the flow of goods and services across borders benefits consumers and producers in both countries. And when you have free and fair trade, it raises the overall standard of living for both of the trading partners. So we've always supported agreements that remove trade barriers to allow products to flow across borders. Mexico and Canada are important markets for us. Canada, of course, produces their own fruit, but we do ship fruit into Canada as well as Mexico, which is one of the larger markets for U.S. cranberries and an important one. So in general, we're supportive of free trade and opening up markets rather than creating trade barriers.
So what's the next step for your organization and for cranberry growers here? Is there a way to kind of combat these tariffs, or are you sort of at the whim of diplomacy as far as this goes?
Well, for our organization in particular, our mission and our role is to assist growers in growing the crop and with other aspects of supply. The people in charge of marketing are working very hard in negotiating with whether it's trading partners in the European Union or China or India or elsewhere to hopefully maintain the ability and the reduced tariffs and to eliminate or suspend tariffs on cranberries and cranberry products. So there is work that's being done on that and negotiations. Of course, we obviously rely on diplomacy and people like the U.S. Trade Representative's Office and other people involved in those issues. But a lot of this is speculation right now. 2 weeks ago, there was a lot of speculation about what the EU tariffs were going to do, and we saw that situation cooled down a little bit. And instead of speculating, I think we need to make sure that we're dealing with what is exactly happening. And so a little bit of our response is prefaced on the fact that, you know, we are just speculating right now because we don't know exactly what the European Union, how that's going to be resolved. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with NAFTA, and we're not real sure what's going to happen with China as well. So we just caution people not to overreact to speculation, but we try and promote, again, free trade and free movement of goods and services across borders and try and reduce trade barriers rather than raise them.
So maybe checking back in 6 months or a year to see what's really happened.
Well, it's always an ongoing process, and trying to market food around the world is a challenge, and we have some very good people that work at it, and hopefully they're able to execute the strategies that are in place and open up some markets and sell more fruit, which hopefully will result in higher returns for our growers here in the U.S.
Higher returns and higher levels of vitamin C, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom.
You bet. Thank you.
Tom Lochner is the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. It's an organization which works to support local cranberry producers through education, environmental stewardship, and governmental policies.